The Parnell administration missed the first deadline to apply for a waiver from parts of the federal No Child Left Behind Act of 2001. The federal standards that accompany the law have drawn criticism in Alaska, particularly in rural school districts. President Obama offered states the opportunity to apply for waivers back in September, and so far, 39 states have said they want to be relieved of some of the requirements. Part of the waiver process requires that the states present alternative ways of showing student achievement. Deputy Commissioner of Education Les Moore says Alaska may apply for exemptions at the time of the final deadline next year. He says the department is considering ideas for making changes.
Our intent will be to lay out some ideas that would work, put them to print, actually test them against the data that we have to see what would the impact be on schools. If we feel we get to a stage that we're pretty comfortable with some things, then we'll want to include stakeholders. We'll want to include school district principals and teachers and superintendents and other policymakers in looking at what it would look like even before we would take the step to put it forward to the U.S. Department of Education.
Moore says the department's cautious approach will give Alaska the chance to see proposals from other states. The No Child Left Behind standards have drawn criticism from educators since it originally became law. Barbara Angayak is president of the National Education Association Alaska. She says several elements have proven to be unworkable in Alaska, like the requirement that even tiny districts have highly qualified teachers in all subjects. She says there are aspects to the federal law that present problems for every school in the country.
You know, it doesn't really matter what type of school it is because the requirements are very difficult to handle. And some of it is so intrusive that we have too many schools where the focus has become meeting adequate yearly progress and making sure that standardized test results show what we want them to show rather than really being interested in what's happening with student learning and student achievement.
Legislators also want the state to apply for a waiver. Anchorage Democrat Les Guerra says that's what he wanted.
I hope they opt out of as many of the non-productive provisions as possible. So I'm a little disappointed, but I hope they do eventually opt out of the more onerous provisions of the law.
The final deadline to apply for a waiver is mid-February of next year.